And ants! Ants everywhere! Felix fired and fired, the blue beam slicing through the ectoskeleton like it was butter, and long stiff tentacles slammed into his faceplate as he collided with their hurtling bodies, and he tripped on one, still firing, and felt himself fall, and in a desperate lunge to remain upright, brought a plasteel leg forward with such brutal speed that the toe of his boot tore completely through the stumbling ant's midsection. Black fluid spouted, but Felix was already gone, slamming forward into them, firing wildly about. He had to get out of them. Had to. Mandibles flashing by him and at him, tree trunk arms and legs and claws crossing in front of him. Most didn't seem to know he was there, and the few who saw and reacted were blazed down or passed by, but still there were more to come, and more still, rows and rows of them. He'd been dropped right into them, and the overworked blazer was signaling frantically of overheating that he swore he felt right through the goddamn plasteel, and still there were more. He must keep moving, he must, and then he was through them and past them, and in front of him was a long dune of that sand. Without conscious thought, he leapt over it with a quick, powered leap. The dune was perhaps 3 meters high. His leap carried him perhaps half that distance above it, and he was down again, blazer ready, spinning around to cover all directions at once, but he was alone. No ants here at all. He was in what looked like a dry river bottom, and he was alone. He blinked, straightened up from his crouch, took an instinctive step back toward the way he had come, and the ants appeared. First one, then three, then nine, a dozen, all clamoring over the dune toward him. He blazed them all, severing limbs, melting giant skulls. More came, and he blazed them too, and then more and more from each end of the dune, and he was having to swing the gun back and forth to cover them all. And it was getting to where he could just barely get the ones at the far ends, and then one vaulted at him from the center, and he ducked and flashed blazer fire, and the headless torso careened into him, and he ran. He stomped madly down the riverbed. The dune, he now saw, was a ridge of sand forming one wall of the bed. He looked for a break, thought of leaping again, but wouldn't that make him a target? Wait, was he a target now? He twisted to look back over his shoulder. Dozens of ants rushed toward him, jamming the narrow passage with their writhing, flailing legs and heavy swinging arms and huge claws. Globular eyes bore down on him. The engine, Felix, skidded to an unexpected stop, took careful aim, and killed them. There was no place for them to go, no cover to hide behind. They were all jammed together, all headlong urgency and targets doomed. Only when he had gotten them all, 40, 80, 200 twitching bodies, only then did he think to notice that none of them, not a one, had been armed. He stared at the remains for a moment. He had been told to expect blasters, heat rays that could eventually boil his suit on his back. There was nothing here. He ran on. A gap in the ridge appeared, but it was on the wrong side, back toward the ants, and he thought he should just rush past, or maybe sneak by, or maybe leap over the opposite wall. Instead, in his indecision, he ran into the open without altering his stride. It was terrible, terrible, awful, awful. Ants still, more ants still, in columns and rows and marching, and they saw him and turned toward him. So many seeing and turning at once like they knew him personally and expected, and as they burst through the gap he was past it with powered kick and stride, coming for him. That was bad, very bad, but what was worse was that sight, that terrible, terrible, awful, awful sight, that split-second sight back along their horde to where he had been and where the others were still. The ants were swarming over the others, the dead and dying warriors, his fellows, his humans, being peeled open and apart by too many claws and pincers and mandibles snapping, plasteel shredding, and no one getting a chance to fire enough to stop the peeling, shredding, swarming mandibles with globular eyes. They were all dead or all dying back there.